Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and welcome to Conversations with Cleo. But before we get into today's episode, there is 2 days and counting till the release of my second spoken word CD entitled Full Moon Madness. And so for the next few minutes, I'm going to let you listen to the title track, What If? At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beat me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly, and then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the 7th rock from the sun. What if? All
Alrighty then. Now, you all know that my boss, he would be very proud of me. Even though it's Wednesday and I played it at the top of the show. I like to hear what if it makes me feel nice, you know. It makes me feel like there is hope of all manner, you know. I think that was part of the inspiration for it. It was part of the vibration when I wrote it. And I am very happy with the assistance of a few other very significant individuals. I am T-Walk, Mr. Make You Like It, at Twitter, at I am T-Walk, as well as my engineer in the studio that I do my work out of, Insane Sounds, that is at Insane Sounds. So always much love, a true coming together of vibrations, knowledge, and talent, and wow, it's delicious, right? Today is Wednesday, March 27, 2013, and it is a full moon in Libra, my dears. In addition to that, though, there are some other significant vibrations going on out there in the universe that may be adding a little bit of fuel to today's full moon. Now, it became full in daylight for us here in this country, so we can't necessarily see it. I remember years ago somebody would say, it's broad daylight, Miss Cleo, how can the full moon be full? Well, it's dark somewhere. So we have Aries in Mars. Now, Mars is the planet of action as well as the planet of war. So Aries, being a fire sign and a very driven kind of vibration, with balances, as we all have, things may be feeling a bit on the edgy side. You understand? You might be feeling a little bit out of sorts, if you would, not really sure whether you're coming and going, in particular if you have the sign of Capricorn, either in your moon, your sun, or in your ascending. So just be aware of those kinds of vibrations. It is a moon with much emotion because of Libra. And then you have much emotion in Mars. And so there's a lot going on out there, my dear. So if you're feeling a little bit weepy today, I understand and I embrace you. And I say not to beat yourself up. That's kind of where I'm at today, a little bit on the weepy side. If you're feeling a little edgy, a little angst, you want to cuss somebody out, you know, kind of go write it down, go yell outside, go find a punching bag, go do something to get the energy out of you, because it's going to feel that way, and you'll probably feel it lift later on this evening. So try not to add any angst or any additional drama to your life, and just kind of sit back and fasten your seatbelt and just ride this one out, all right? And step away from it, because it won't be worth whatever argument or debate or situation that may become less than palatable to all parties involved. So this is in business vibration, my dears. This is in the vibration of family. This is in every kind. This can be in the vibration standing in line at the supermarket, all right? So just kind of keep that, you know, under the top of your hat as you move through the balance of this day. Couple of quick stories I wanted to put out there. I wanted to draw attention to a young chess player who is 9 years old, and he is the youngest grandmaster ever. And I love his name. His name is Awander Liang, and that's A as in apple, W-O-N-D-E-R, and then his last name is Liang, L-I-A-N-G. Mad respect, much props, Awanda. What a beautiful name. I love, you know, it's so much in a name. You know what I'm saying? I love that name. So congratulations to you as well as your parents, Awanda, because I know that they are so very, very proud of you. And to those of you out there that are chess players, you know, put your hands together. Don't hate. You just got to have to respect the talent, right? And one other story here that I thought was a bit interesting. You know, while the Supreme Court is quite busy in 2013 with a number of very significant issues before it, However, I was unaware of this one that they have voted on, and it is about a drug-sniffing dog. And apparently, they are stating that you must have a warrant to bring a dog-sniffing dog into your car, your house, whatever the case may be. You just can't bring them in. And I'm assuming, based on the way that I read the disposition, or I'm interpreting based on the way I read the disposition, is that there has to either be a specific line or verbiage about bringing the drug-sniffing dog in. In part, if it's a part of a greater warrant, if you would, because, you know, they get a warrant to search your premises, they get a warrant to take whatever. And so the warrants can be any number of pages. We see more of those kinds of things, actually, in the white collar world, where the dollars get very, very, very large. So I thought that was an interesting ruling. And doing it any other way is unconstitutional. So the Constitution, poor thing, it gets its name called as much as God does. just an observation. So today we have got our Small Business of the Week, and it is quite by happenstance, really, that I went to visit this place. I after having pizza in Europe, it makes it a little bit tough to come back and eat pizza in America. Very, very different vibrations. However, I have on occasion had very tasty pizza in America. However, in the last couple of years, I just don't even bother. I wait till I travel abroad, and then I might try some pizza, right? He said, well, Miss Cleo, why you travel that far if you try pizza? Boss, you never had this pizza. Rastafari, what a wicked piece of slice. Uh-oh. Anyway, I was hanging out with one of my buddies the other evening, and she didn't feel like tidying herself up to go anywhere out to eat. So we decided to roll up to Lake Worth Beach. And as I said to you all, there's a new building up there. They refurbished the casino building, which is a historical building here in Lake Worth, and it's right on the beach. If you go up there, if you're locals and you go up and you eat at Benny's or you eat at our Business of the Week, the view is miraculous. They've done a lot of refurbishing of the area up there, and it, you know, hats off to Lake Worth, brilliantly done, and to whomever the contractors were, very, very nice job, you all. So enough respect. The only thing I would add is that somewhere between the circle and where people walk to the beach, there needs to be some kind of crosswalk. People are just kind of navigating, y'all. So I'm sure you're going to hook that up here soon. Sure, it was just a small oversight. But again, enough respect on how wonderful Lake Worth Beach looks. Anyway, so we decided to roll up there. There is a new pizza restaurant up there on the same lane. And the casino building houses a number of different businesses on the first floor, and then on the top floor there is a rental space, ballroom, etc., open terrace that the city rents out for special occasions, events, etc. And on the first level, as of this moment right now, there is Mulligan's on the beach, which is a lovely beach fare. There are lots of fish. Their fish is very good. Lots of different sandwiches, and they also have a wonderful breakfast and a delicious happy hour, 1 to 7, Monday through Friday, where your appetizers are half price, and there's usually a beverage, alcoholic beverage of the day. Everything that I have tried there is very good. So by all means, stop by there. However, our business of the week is Mamma Mia's Pizza. And they, let me tell you something, like I said, I just want to reiterate that they are the business of the week. While we have mad love for Mulligan's, I just want to give you guys a point of reference as you move in. In between and right next door to Mamma Mia's Pizza is Kilwin's Chocolate, and they were our business of the week last week, small business of the week last week. So, you know, we do keep it local here on Conversations with Cleo. And, boy, let me tell you something. The pizza, when you look at the pizza through the window, they have a variety. My goodness, I want to say about 15 wonderful pies. It's an enormous pie, 20 inches. The price, I thought, was quite formidable for all of the freshness of the ingredients that they use. The sauce tastes homemade. The vegetables taste really wonderful, probably locally grown or sustainable, I would imagine. If they are not, they taste wonderful. Whatever they do to them, they are very magnificent. The crust is delicious. Life of a very good pizza is the crust. You can put all manner of whatever, but the crust has to do the right thing, and they do it just right. It is crispy on the bottom. There is a little bit of dough. Crust is delicious, never burned, always quite sumptuous. And the toppings, they have several, I think at least six no red sauce pizzas. And so people, you know, have different reactions to red sauce, whatever. They have so much variety for you up there. My buddy got the white pizza with some basil and some garlic. And the cheese that they use is very, very, very high quality. I have had the meat lovers. I have had one that they put breaded eggplant and roasted tomatoes and roasted red onions. Oh, my gosh, it is to die for. I can't remember what the name of it is, and so shame on me. But just go in there and ask for the one that has the eggplant on it. Wicked. And then they do some specials. They also have a very tasty barbecue chicken pizza, and everyone can't do it right, you know. And their garlic rolls, wow. Again, if you don't have an aversion to the red sauce, I would recommend getting the garlic rolls three. You just want to try it. Three for $1.50, my dear, with your dipping marinara sauce. Marinara sauce is very clean, very fresh tasting, not a lot of sugar. It's just very well done. And they cook everything, they prepare right there so you can see. There's a lovely ample space dining room inside, and then there is a lovely patio which you can eat your pizza and look out onto the water. So the environment is lovely, the ambiance is wonderful. The chefs back there are divine people. The individual who seems to run the space is quite formidable as well. Seems and sounds like he really knows what he's doing. And you can taste the love in the food, quite honestly. They also do strombolis and a few other things. There is no pasta, but there is more than one Mamma Mia's. And so some of the other Mamma Mia's, I think there are two or three others, include pasta in their Go Eaten restaurant. So I may be checking that out as well, because and we'll put that up for you all, and we'll tweet it out to you all and get it up on Facebook, the locations and the website, so that you all may go and try this for yourself. Say, well, Miss Cleo, that sounds like some pretty delicious pizzas. What are we talking about on the beach? How pricey is that? Here's the deal. For a slice, $3.95, all right? For a whole dozen of garlic rolls, $5. A full pie, depending on what you get on it, can range anywhere from $16. That's with just cheese and sauce. And then you can go all the way up to a 20-inch pie with some of the more intricate or several ingredients. And that can range up to about $23, $24. Let me just say this. It is worth every penny. You all know I don't say that unless I mean it. Now, I will tell you one other thing. They only accept cash. I want to say that again. They only accept cash. But here's the plus. Let's say, Miss Cleo, I get there. I got my pizza ordered. My belly is empty. My mouth is watering. I mean, I have no cash. Is that right? Just turn around, and there's a little ATM machine there. And here's the plus, and here's what I appreciate about Mamma Mia. And I don't know if it was deliberate on their part or whether it was just an accident, but that ATM machine only charges a $2 fee, not the traditional $3 fee that you will get at other places, a $2 fee. So Mamma Mia, whether you did it on purpose or not, I appreciate that, because I simply turned around, put my card in, got me $20 out, and went on about my business. So definitely, if you're out on a date this weekend, next weekend, and the weather is lovely, and you want to go somewhere romantic with really delicious food, and it won't break the bank, by all means, my friends, go on up to Lake Worth Beach and visit my wonderful pizza-making friends at Mamma Mia's Pizza. And then tweet me about it, because I'm telling you, it's gonna be delicious. And here's another secret. Try the lasagna pizza. Say, Miss Cleo, that sounds crazy. Don't knock it till you try it. All right, my dears, I'm sure some of you who haven't had lunch right now or moving a little bit slow in the day are saying, Miss Cleo, come on, man, now I'm hungry. Now I got to go find something and I want this pizza. Well, you know, you would just have to work through it, right? So check it out. I'm going to take a quick pause for the cause and I will be right back and we'll get into the topic of today's conversation. Gay marriage, civil union, the debate continues. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but the meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo 2, for keeping the planet in mind. All right, my darlings. Now we're going to get to a topic. I want to apologize before I get going too quickly. I know the show is an hour late today. My partner has her family in town, and so we were out earlier at Bednar Farms. We went out just like we said we would, and what a delicious experience. The vegetables, the items, the store, the petting zoo. I tweeted out some pictures earlier. Just really, if you get a chance, go on out there and check it out. I had a good time, and we're looking forward to cooking some really amazing locally grown sustainable vegetables and enjoying some fruit. All right. Here's the deal. Everyone, clearly, I mentioned it yesterday on the show, that the Supreme Court yesterday and today they are more specifically hearing the issue around the Defense of Marriage Act. And I thought I wanted to take a different approach because I often feel that the, you know, the cable news media, et cetera, they bring on pundits, you know, individuals who are out there making certain statements about whatever the topic is. And right now it happens to be gay marriage, along with a few other things out there. But gay marriage is what's in front of the Supreme Court today. And these decisions clearly will be earth-shattering either way they rock. You know what I'm saying? Either way they rock, no matter what your position is, pro or con, whatever the Supreme Court's decision is, it will be interesting. Because people are going to have a reaction. Hopefully, people will err on the side and have a response as opposed to reaction, but it is a very passionate, a very multi-layered conversation. I was chatting with Patty over at Mother Earth Cafe, and Channel 12 News, CBS News, stopped by her coffee house because they know that she is a lesbian business owner in the area. And they asked her her position on gay marriage. And Patty speaks her own truth. And she is an individual who has her own thoughts and is very much so about how she feels. And when you speak your truth, people don't really get a chance to judge it. That's not what it's about. You're just simply speaking where you're coming from. And Patty said that, you know, she doesn't support the institution of marriage. So certainly she is not advocating or supporting the whole dance around gay marriage right now. And I'm assuming that at one point the way she told recanted it to me was that the reporter or the journalist then said, well, it's more about equality then. And she said, no, not really. She said, I recognize my value. I recognize that we are all human beings and that I do not look to any government to value me or value we are all equal. And initially upon hearing her say that, I mean, I certainly think that I had a reaction, and then I slowed and went to response because I decided to bring this conversation to a 100 place, as the young people say, to a very real place. So those of you who are not members of the LGBT community, I'm hoping you're listening. Even if you support us, if you don't support us, whatever vibration you come from, I'm asking that you open up your ears and you hear the science and the heart that I'm getting ready to lay down here. And to those of you within my community, that is the LGBT community, I want you all to listen too, because I got to figure, you know, I ride a very fine line sometimes. As a lesbian, as a member of the gay community, because for a while there, I have two ex-wives, and I'm not saying that to be proud, but they were my wives. All right, marriage for me is something in your heart, your mind, your soul, and your day-to-day activities. You understand? And I learned that from my brother and my sister-in-law, Deb. They were not advocates of the institution of marriage, and they did not get legally married until after they had been together for about 23 years. You understand? So that was one of my examples, that they didn't need that piece of paper. And still, in total, 40 years, this couple together. So my framework was very different for that. So I didn't care about the legality of it, quite honestly, back in the 90s or back in the 80s. I knew that this is what it was, and we, in both marriages, we had a durable power of attorney so that we could navigate. I made sure that I lived in states where it was not going to be an issue. When I lived in Washington State, I had a durable power of attorney, and my wife at the time, my ex-wife, had to go in for surgery. And we had all of our documents because we had to be prepared whether that was going to be a problem. So we just simply navigated the vibration. I didn't particularly perceive, given the way that this country was structured, religion being very dominant, that it was ever going to be something in my lifetime that I thought would come to pass in fullness. Now, I'm not saying that laws might not have been passed, but we know how that can roll. Sometimes a law gets passed and then it doesn't get reinforced for another 125 years. I mean, it is what it is. So for me, I didn't need, and so I understood what Patty was saying. I didn't need a government or an entity to say to me that I was married. That was on me and the person that I was married to. So initially back in, oh my goodness, 2000 and Lord Jesus, Lamb Divine, long time ago, 2004, 2005, I had a friend of mine, a client who was very straight, and she said, well, what's your position on gay marriage? And I said, Lord Jesus, I said, I lost my shirt in my last marriage. I don't need a law to tell me I have to walk away empty-handed. And so I really was very disconnected to it. It didn't impact me. I was very much in the same framework as my friend Patty. And then I started to look at things a bit differently. And I told you all, and I have explained to you all on more than one occasion, why I started to support. And at one point in time, my support that I put behind it here in the state of Florida, back in 2006 and 2007, was about simply this. It's not about how it solely impacts me. If I have gay, lesbian couples that are friends of mine and they want to experience marriage, they want the protections, they want the tax shelters, they want all of those kinds of vibrations, and they want to experience those, and they want to do it that way, then quite honestly, I believe that they should have the right to. Because they are a same-sex couple should not mean that they don't have the right to that. And so that was when I threw my support behind it, because I was supporting my friends that may want that. It's not about what I want, but they need to be able to have that right. And so sometimes you have to look beyond self and you have to speak up for someone else. And no judgment. I mean, my friend Patty is, like I said, it's her truth. Right now, I'm speaking my truth, 100. So I decided to do that. And then last year, I read a story that broke my heart. And it was one of the cases that was before the Supreme Court, or one of the many cases that came about that will be impacted by the decision. And it was a story of a widow, and her partner, her wife, lost her life in the war. She was in the military, and they have children. And this family and these two women made the greatest sacrifice. One gave up her life, and the other one gave up her wife to protect this country. And then this country tells you, we don't recognize your family. We don't recognize your marriage. Therefore, your sacrifice, no matter how great it is, will not be equally treated as if you are a straight couple. And that bothered me. That actually made me sick to my stomach. Because for those of you out there who, and I speak to this very topic on my CD in a piece called Lesser. For those of you out there who are Black, African American, Island, and do not understand the gay community and judge it harshly and call it an abomination to God, or get extremely offended when it is compared to the battle, the war, the struggle that the Black community has had in this country. When you all get angry about that, it angers me. Because I'm a member of both communities, you understand? And I have dealt with crap from both communities. But here's the deal. It's all equal. It's the same thing. Please don't get your panties in a bunch, because quite honestly, I'm speaking my truth. You don't have to agree with me. But here's the deal. We're all trying to be treated like human beings. You understand? People who get up in the morning, people whose farts stink, people who sneeze, people who get a cramp in their toe, people that go to work, people that mow their lawn, people that love their children, people that love their family, people. I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care what your last name is. I don't care that you have a husband and you're a man. I don't care that you have a wife and you're a woman. We're people. We're human beings. And we all should be treated equally. So when you break down all of the emotion and the particulars, the only thing we are still talking about 200 plus years in is a little bit of respect. You understand? A little bit of respect for the fact that we are all layered. We are created differently. If by no other reason than the fact that not one of us has the same fingerprints. So So that means we are individuals, mind, body, and spirit. So here's the deal. Everyone in the gay community isn't going to agree. You understand? That's not the way it works. We are all different people. We just happen to be gay. That doesn't make us an abomination. That doesn't make us without religion. That doesn't make us not mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, grandparents. You understand? We are people. We all have heart. So, I mean, none of you out there within the sound of my voice, you know what I'm saying, are going to say that it's right that a gay couple or a lesbian couple be treated with less equality. And see, that's the problem with that word right now. It's been bastardized. And so people read it a whole bunch of different ways. But we are just talking, yeah, I got a piece of pie and I cut half of the pie for you and half of the pie for me, then that's equal, man. I don't care what color the pie is. It's just equal. And quite honestly, I don't even have to like the person that I'm eating the pie with. But as long as we're equal, we're good to go, because then it's about respect. Now, personally, I'm not going to sit down and eat with anybody I don't like, but I'm just using that as an analogy. You understand? Because if we can step to each other with respect for the fact that we are all traveling this same journey. You know, I wanted equal when I was a little kid in this country, and I saw signs that said, sorry, you're not equal. You can't come in here. You understand? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do an experiment myself, you know, and I'm going to invite each and every one of you within the sound of my voice. You understand? So sick of all of us being panty waist and not being courageous enough to stand up and speak our personal truth. So every time you want to, you take a look and something says, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to say, well, that person is this, and so they can't do that, saying, well, this person is not equal. So if you can actually say that about any human being that you cross in a street, that you walk, that you encounter anywhere, if you can look at them and say they're not equal, then your problem is far beyond anything that I can address today. But if you just stop. So when now I look back at that memory and I see the sign that says, no blacks allowed, I'm going to say what that sign says, what? You're not equal. And so I get where my friend Patty is coming from. Because if I step back and I look at what she's saying, it makes a whole lot of sense to me. You understand? Because guess what? I no longer, just like her, look to anyone to tell me I'm equal. I have to know that in my own soul. So to all of you out there, no matter how old you are, whether you're in the closet, struggling with family and friends to come out, what you need to know is that you are equal from the day you are born. And no one can take that from you. They can make it a little bit difficult for you to have to navigate. That I'm going to give you. Because if you have to work in the scheme or the matrix of the framework, there's going to be many people, believe it or not, who are going to tell you you're not equal. And for those who are chicken shit enough that they won't say it to your face, their actions will say it. And they will say to you, you are not equal. And I'm saying to you, don't believe it. It's a lie. Because we're all equal. And I understand the legality of the need for us to level this playing field and make everyone equal. And this poor Constitution, Lord Jesus, what a tattered piece of paper. Because sometimes it is its own contradiction in terms. And that's where we began. That was the foundation. Right now, as we move into this new century, as we move into this new spiritual, cosmic book, as I put it, we have an opportunity to evolve. We have an opportunity to further level the playing field. We have an opportunity to leave a legacy of intelligence and respect to future generations, to generations that aren't even born yet. We have a responsibility. And this is not about an assault on anyone's religion. This is not even about the label, marriage or civil union. Here's the deal. You can call it popcorn as long as I know that that gay husband who goes off to war can do so knowing that his family will be taken care of if he doesn't come back. For that lesbian wife to watch her wife go off to war and certainly wants to see her walk back through that front door. But if she doesn't, she won't have to worry how she's going to have to make it with however many children they had. And whether this impacts you immediately or not, I challenge you to speak up for other people. Because there's going to come a day where you're going to want somebody to speak up for you, you know? And that very person that might be right there in that moment to speak up for you might be gay. And guess what? They may decide to give back to you what you gave to them. But better yet, what if on that day that you need someone to speak up for you, and it is a lesbian or a gay person, a gay man, lesbian woman, gay man, I don't know. The labels make me nuts. But what if? What if that's who stands up for you? What if that's that person that comes to your rescue? What if? And if you can just all step back for a moment, step away from the madness of the politics. Because the Supreme Court is going to do whatever they're going to do. And then we as individuals who care about people, who care about recognizing the value in the human being that moves around you, even if you don't know them, then we will move forward and evolve. I don't think there's any more need for revolution. Revolution just gets to be a little bit passé now. We have to move into evolution. And certainly, one would necessitate that revolution facilitates evolution. However, revolution, the way that things are written now in the Patriot Act and this, that, and the other, civil disobedience can look a little bit spooky. And that's okay because things have changed. And they're supposed to change. Because if it doesn't change, then we're not growing, folks. So there's a lot of folks out there that I tip my hat to in some very cold weather in D.C., and they are out there on both sides of the lane, because people really feel those who are opposed to gay marriage are opposed about the word marriage, and there are members of the gay community who don't want the word civil union. They want that word marriage. And they want it to be recognized by the whole. I get that. That would not be my need. You understand? As long as I know that I have the civil protections that come along for a straight couple, I want those protections. I want to see that same respect. Because that's the other thing that I've heard from friends of mine who are married. And they are gay and lesbian couples. They would like the respect that comes with being a married couple. And I get that. Because it is interesting. You know, people respect straight marriages very differently than they do gay marriages. Even for you straight folks out there who say, "Oh, no, not me. Think about it. Let it resonate. Think about something you said or think about something that you may have done that may have been a bit insensitive because you just didn't get it." And that's okay. I'm not hating. I'm not upset. I'm just saying slow your roll. Slow your roll and think about what it looks like to us. And then slow your roll and think about what it looks like to a Latin GL person or a Black GL person or an Asian GL person. You know, or a Catholic GL person or a Jewish GL person. Although I got to give it to the Israeli army. They've never cared whether you were straight or gay, you know. But I mean, I say this more so for this country. Other countries seem to navigate it a bit differently. I have said it to you all before, and I find it gobsmacking that in a country of similar size, or just about similar size in South Africa, that when in a time it was essentially illegal to be a black male, nonetheless a gay black male, but a black male in an entire country, they have moved forward. They have already had a black president. They have already legalized gay marriage. And I'm a little bit embarrassed that the country that I live in is just dragging their foot a little bit, because that's pretty formidable. A country where apartheid, modern day madness, has grown that much, and we still struggle. We're still struggling with the same stuff that we have been struggling with almost, it seems, since the beginning. And I don't know about you all, but I'm tired. So I've just decided, and I speak my last little bit of my own personal truth here, I have just simply decided that, much like my friend, I am not looking to any government to value me or to say that I am equal. I know that I am equal. However, I do recognize that I work in a framework that has a different opinion. And so I will navigate that day by day, just as I have done my entire life. And I will take each and every situation at its value, at its face, and deal with it at that time, because the gay community, again, is a very layered vibration. We are comprised of everything. I don't even like the fact that we have to make those distinctions still. Gay community, straight community. Can we just be community? So even in our efforts to bring equality to the matrix, we still are actively creating the division. And so when I say I believe that we create every moment we speak, I'm not going to move towards that. I'm a little bit tired of drawing the lines in the sand and putting everybody in a box. I need to just have community. And if this country's government decides that they don't want to make it legal for married people to be gay, we will have to continue to move forward as a gay community and make our decisions at that time. And some of them will be political decisions, and some of them may be protesting decisions, and some may be just a little bit deeper. Some may be just a little bit more personal. And, you know, that could look like calling your partner your wife or your husband and making sure that you have all of your paperwork and making sure that you teach your children and your nieces and your nephews and your extended additional family and your adopted additional family and your workmates and your housemates or whomever, you know, to let them understand that it really is just about being equal, you know, because what if we judged and deemed someone valueless on every little nuance that is different between us? There would be a lot of lonely people in this world because we could create division run amok. And so I challenge all of you to not participate in the division. We can get our voice heard. And I know that there may be some members of my GLBT community who are saying, well, that's too soft, Miss Cleo, or that's aside the point. Not really, my dears. Not really. The model has changed. And the Republic is starting to voice, and we don't need to be out in the streets. We just simply need to change our actions, where we spend our dollars, how we spend our dollars, where we spend our time, what we get behind and what we don't get behind. Because the very issue that we are discussing here is that we must recognize our value. And actions speak so much louder than words. And some of you may want the action to be even bigger, but sometimes that just makes us look scary. And this is why our agenda can be massaged and demonized and twisted and all of this other thing, because, you know, we're not recognizing the value and the strengths and the power in each individual within the gay community, whether you're out or not, whether you're married or not, whether you're in a long-term relationship or not, doesn't matter. We have value. And moreover, my dears, we have power. We have strength in our numbers. And if we decide that we are going to celebrate our unions, we are going to celebrate our relationships, then we will celebrate them and we will show the rest of the world. We will show, rather, the rest of this country how to treat us, because we are going to treat ourselves well. We are going to celebrate ourselves, not at an in-your-face kind of vibration. You understand? But we are going to celebrate ourselves. And we are going to get content in knowing that we bring such a significant contribution to this country. And stop begging for the country to recognize that. We have to recognize that within ourselves. And I'm sorry, I have been very verbose today and not nearly enough commercials, but I felt like so much of the politics of this is the focus right now. And I've watched a number of cable news shows over the last couple of weeks, and I don't hear enough heart. I don't hear enough 100, and I haven't heard from what I call a real person, you know, somebody who's not already part of the pundit framework in the matrix. Yana Sana, I want to hear from somebody who maybe unplugs from time to time, and motivated by this, by my friend who she will unplug and not be a part of it. Sometimes I move in and out of the matrix just because that's the way the journey works for me personally. So it's my truth. So I ask all of you out there, no matter what the decision is that we've heard, that you just step back and you just take a real basic look at the word equal. And then if that doesn't work for you, then take a real, real heartfelt look at the word respect. All right, my dears, I still have a few minutes left here on the air, but I got to tell you, it has been a day. It is a moon. Much goings on. My family has found themselves up at the beach having some pizza, and so they are kind of timing themselves so they can come on back into the house as they pull up as we speak. Boy, I tell you, sometimes it works out real well to be Miss Cleo's in. So the doorbell will be ringing soon, and they will be coming up to come meet CC. If CC doesn't come streaking back through the living room and the great room, to all of you, you know I appreciate you. My sister-in-law, Deb's memorial is coming up here this weekend. So I, again, I'll all of you for your thoughts and prayers and your love. I'm doing pretty good. My brother, he's still, you know, he's navigating, and it's to be expected. My sister-in-law's sister chatted with her on email the other day, and she's struggling, you know. They didn't quite get everything, you know, as resolved as they would have liked to, but again, good sisters. So, and I'm doing good. A little bit crazy. Very excited about the CD dropping. Very excited about the upcoming CD release party, and very excited. You hear the kids? All right, my dears. That's in it, and there comes Cece. So, see? I love you all. Have a great Wednesday, and I will be back Friday at 2:30, and it's going to be all about the party and all about the full moon madness. Until that time, make sure you love yourself and somebody else. Peace.